outside Christianity in general, but then Catholicism in particular must be to someone who doesn't know. Like, even within the church, like, how many people woke up today and was like, sweet, the beheading of John the Baptist today, let's go, right? You know, people get excited for other saints. Some people really love St. Augustine. St. Monica was this week as well. Everybody gets excited for St. Patrick's Day. How many people got excited about this? And yet the church is so intentional in instructing us in the faith, right? Lex orandi, lex credendi. The way we pray, lex orandi, the law of prayer, is the lex credendi, how we believe. So the law of prayer is the law of belief. What we pray is also what we believe. And what is the church teaching us tonight as we remember this, the beheading of John the Baptist? Well, there's a lot, actually. So John the Baptist is a martyr. Martyr is a Greek word. It means witness. And what does a witness do? A witness speaks what he or she has seen. John the Baptist speaks the truth. He's a martyr for the truth. If you want to go to another layer, he's a martyr for the truth about marriage. And you can apply that to this culture, right? And there's plenty of people sharpening axes if you apply the truth of marriage to this culture, right? Well, what happens? He is unwilling to compromise the truth. And the church gives us this feast to challenge us to be unwilling to compromise the truth in any area of our lives, but especially publicly. So Saint Bede, the Venerable One, he writes about this reality today. And as he's commenting, he says this, and this is what I want you to pay attention to. So Herod the king, he doesn't know Jesus. Jesus hasn't come on the scene really yet in terms of Herod's life. So he didn't ask John the Baptist to deny Jesus. And here's the line from St. Bede. He says, John's persecutor had demanded not that he should deny Christ, but only that he should keep silent about the truth. Not that he should deny Christ, but only that he should keep silent about the truth. I want you to reflect on that in your own life. It makes me reflect in my life. You probably won't be asked directly to deny Christ outright during your time here at Carroll. But I guarantee you, you will be tempted to be silent about the truth. I guarantee it. I guarantee it's probably already happened here in the 10 days we've been back. To shrink from the moment of speaking the truth when it's necessary. That is absolutely a temptation for you and for me, for all of us, because we want to be agreeable. And we don't want to be any different. But if you've taken seriously your faith, you are called to be different. That's just how it is. If you take seriously your faith, you have to be different than this culture. Because this culture doesn't believe in the truth anymore. Or just thinks that the truth is something we fashion on our own. But that's not true. Slight pun intended there. That's not true. The truth isn't up for negotiation. The truth isn't something I invent. And the truth doesn't shape-shift to whatever I want it to be. Truth is objective, it's real, it's beyond me, and it beckons to me. And I either conform my life to it, or I turn my back on it. Truth is so important because, as Jesus says in John 8:32, the truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. And watch in this gospel. Who's really free? You have John the Baptist in prison, bound. And then you have the king, with all his power, with all his riches, with all his wealth, with all his comfort. But who's really free? John, who speaks the truth? Or Herod, who is actually bossed around by a girl, who's afraid of breaking his vows to his guests? How free is that king who's enslaved to opinions of others rather than actually doing what he wants to do, which is save John? It's a great image for us to consider, because while that scene is writ large and it's a big deal, right, and there's a death at stake and all this, at the same time, I want you to try to apply this to your life. How free are you if you're like, I can't possibly say that because I might offend somebody? How free are you if you're like, oh, this person might think this about me? Or, I don't know, I mean, everyone's going to say this if I say what I know is true. If you or I walk away from the truth in those moments, we're willingly submitting to slavery. That's when we have to step forward and say, this might not be popular, but here's the truth. And that applies in the classroom. And boy, listen now, it applies in friendships. When you have to speak the truth to your friends, that's a good test of if you have a friend or not, or if you're just mere acquaintances. Don't fall to the temptation to be silent about truth. Not in your own examination of your heart. If there's something true that needs to change, the Lord speaks truth in and you're like, I need to change. Say yes to that truth because it's a path to freedom. If it's truth among friends that needs to be spoken so that the relationships grow and are real, speak the truth because that will lead you all to freedom. If it's truth that needs to be spoken in the classroom, raise your hand. Have some courage. See, John the Baptist had courage. He didn't just know the truth. He loved the truth. Courage, that word literally means to act from the heart, cor agio, right? Agere, to act in Latin, cor, the heart. Coraggio in Italian, right? To act from the heart. Pray for a grace for you, for me, that we wouldn't just know the truth, but that we would love the truth. If we love the truth, we're willing to act upon that truth. John the Baptist did. You and I need to.